This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Congress members have voted for legislation to tackle the country's housing crisis, but CPR's Caitlin Kim reports they're supporting different bills.
The Senate passed its housing package to boost housing construction and lower costs, with both Colorado senators voting yes. But it differs from the House package, which all members of the delegation voted for, except for Representative Brittany Pedersen, who missed the fly-in day vote. The Senate package is more expansive, with more grant funding and regulations on institutional investors. But some House Republicans are still pushing for their slimmer package. The White House came out in support of the Senate bill, but President Trump has also made clear that his top priority this Congress is elections legislation, not housing. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado has joined a coalition of states to sue the Trump administration over how universities track student demographics. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
The lawsuit focuses on a new mandate requiring colleges to hand over detailed data on the race and sex of students dating back 7 years. The administration says the data is needed to ensure schools are complying with the 2023 Supreme Court ban on affirmative action. Attorney General Phil Weiser, who's running for governor, says the Department of Education is illegally turning a statistical tool into an investigatory weapon. The filing deadline for universities is next week. States are asking a judge to halt the requirements immediately. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Xcel Energy is warning of potential power shutoffs tomorrow around 2 p.m. for residents in Boulder and Jefferson counties. This is CPR News.